Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Things to change, changes.
You must really want to see him throw that football. You're singing about it.
I want him to win, man.
Well, I want
to get on the road again.
Well, the funny part is,
go to Cali.
They win no matter what.
I mean, they have some good
whatever it takes.
They got some good wine.
We go to wine country.
We can do that. We can go some other spots. They got. I heard the broccoli out there is pretty good.
Broccoli.
Too. Yeah.
Nah, I'm out.
Broccoli. It's a metaphor.
You had me with wine.
Yeah. I knew what you meant with the broccoli.
Oh, okay. I missed that.
I'm trying.
Who's
to
booking
get,
the restaurants for Santa Clara this year?
Elliot, and we got to make sure Spike comes. But no, here's
Spike's
the thing.
Not booking the restaurant this time.
Here's the thing. If Elliot books the hotels, Spike have more options in Cali. Because, you know, Cali, vegan, you know, they're kind of like.
Yeah,
you know,
I would say New Orleans isn't exactly a city for vegans.
Spike can have more options.
I agree with that. All right, 215-592-9494. The road to Santa Clara is underway. The Eagles 3-0 atop the NFC in Tampa this weekend. We'll spend a lot of time on that game as we go through. 3-0 versus 3-0. But how they look, how they play, that is the question. Should the Eagles now become a pass-first football team? Sky Marshall Douglas over here wants them bombs away. I say, how about? Can we just take a deep breath? A little balance is fine. We still have Saquon Barkley in the backfield, and the passing game, for as great as it was, and it was great in the second half, that's not typically the way we throw the football consistently. I'd like some balance. I'm with everyone on more aggression, especially on third down early in the game. All right, let's hear from some guys that played the position. How about some quarterbacks on how things go? Could we hear from Ron Jaworski, Jaws, this morning on the morning show? He was asked, should the Eagles now become a pass-first team? Here's Jaws.
Should they open it up more or not?
No, I don't think so. I think it, you know, now that we know exactly the way things worked out, it's easy to say that. I actually thought the Rams allowed the comeback. I thought the Rams in the second half, once it was 26-7, kind of relaxed. They started playing a little softer zone. I mean, giving the, you know, they say, hey, okay, we got a big lead. We're not going to give up the big play. I thought the Rams changed what they were doing defensively. I think that's what allowed us to get back in the game. Obviously, we made the plays. That's the given. But in the first half, the Rams had a good plan. They blitzed the hell out of Jalen with great success. In fact, the one thing I noticed through three games, all three games have been teams have been picking up their blitzes against Jalen and this offense. In fact, I got it in 98 dropbacks. 42 blitzes, so that's close to 50% they're coming at.
Wow.
I think that's one thing that I'm sure the Eagles will work on. The teams are out coming after the quarterback, and now the wide receivers aren't winning quick enough at the line of scrimmage. But I just think the Rams allowed the Eagles to get back in the game.
That was a different take, one that I hadn't heard before, Jaws. I mean, Jaws basically asked, should they open it up more? And he's like, well, hold on a second. The comeback was really because the Rams allowed it to happen with the way they backed off on defense. I hadn't heard that from anyone before. I mean, Jaws obviously looks at the game different than the rest of us. He's a quarterback. And the one thing that did seem different early in the comeback is in the first half, they were blitzing Jalen a lot, right?
They were hitting him, playing not to lose.
Yeah. And
there was a little bit of that.
In the second half, and I get that. You're up three scores in the second half. You're going to naturally kind of be a little bit more passive.
And statistically, it's like when you look at the time and you look at the possessions you're going to have, it's not supposed to happen that way.
Right. So I think what Jaws is bringing up there, and the question I have is, if the Eagles came out throwing, would it be as successful as it was last week when they were had to throw. That Jaws framed it in a way I hadn't thought of. All right, so that's one quarterback, one ex-Eagles quarterback. How about a more recent one? Donovan McNabb weighing in on the offense. His thought on why the Eagles don't just do what Hugh Douglas is saying and just let Jalen throw.
To me, and I'm going to put it out there, it seems that they don't trust Jalen. Mm. And I know that's a bombshell that I just lit the fuse, because it seems to me like they don't trust Jalen enough, who's your MVP of the Super Bowl, who's taking you to two Super Bowls and also helped you win the game in the second half of a lot of games that he's played in this year. It seems to me like they're not utilizing his ability to be able to spread the ball around and push the ball downfield. When I look at this offense, it's number one thing that it starts with to me is they need to establish the passing game to open up the run with this team this year.
Hugh, that is – so the end of what he's saying is with what you're saying, right? Establish the pass to set up the run. What was your take on his – the way he views it, that they don't really trust Jalen, and that was what the first 2.5 games were until they had no choice but to say, all right, man, we're down 19. You got to throw it. I see some truth to what he's saying. Now, I don't agree with the Eagles. I think they should trust Jalen more, but – it makes sense what he's saying.
There might be something to that. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to poo-poo that. Donovan has been in these situations. You know, no question about that. And then you take that, what he said, and you couple that with Jalen going off on the sideline or having words. I shouldn't say go off.
Showing emotion.
Just showing a lot more emotion than we're accustomed of him showing. And, you know, being animated. I think there is something to that. But I think he's proven that he can do that. And what's the one thing that people say about Jalen? I was listening to some podcast last night talk about how Jalen got lucky. And the Eagles, you know, they got lucky. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, Jalen had to pull the trigger on those throws. Mm-hmm. And a couple of those throws were money. Like, he threw some money balls.
I would
balls.
Say most of the ones in the second half.
He threw some money balls.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, which one is it? You have to take the governor off. And to Donovan's point, when you're a team that had so much success running the ball last year, how do you lighten the box? How do you lighten that box?
Make yourself laugh over here?
Yeah, I am. I thought about it. Yeah, you start throwing the ball. Because now when you start throwing the ball, they have to cover Devontae, and they have to cover AJ, probably two on AJ. So then you open up the passing game.
Yes.
It's an either or with this team, and you have to take what the defense gives you, no doubt. But if you know they're stopping the run, if you know that most teams feel like, you know, we're going to stop the run, we're going to make you throw the football, you got to throw the football. You have to make them pay for that choice that they made, and you can't wait. You can't wait around to the second half to do that.
I understand what you're saying there, and I think there's a lot of truth to that. I do think Donovan is right on this. I'm not saying the Eagles are right. I think Donovan is.
Yeah.
I mean, actions speak louder than words. And the action of we're going to run a draw on 3rd and 11 instead of letting our quarterback throw to one of our two star high paid receivers
that you paid.
And again, when you throw the football, you always say you point out some bad things could happen, but there's also good things could happen. You can get a pass interference. Like throw the ball to AJ, and I'd say once out of every 10 times they're going to hold him because they can't cover him. Oh. It tells me early in this season, and maybe it changed on Sunday, that they don't trust Jalen to cook.
And also when you have guys like A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, when you say the three bad things can happen, the likelihood of the worst thing that happens is smaller.
Because of them.
Just because of them.
Yes. Especially A.J.
Look, and because like if Jalen plays the way that he did in that second half, and that we've seen him play before, then it's even smaller. Like, yeah. I don't know. If they're spooked because of what happened in 2023 in the beginning of last season, like, I think it's time they get over that.
I understand. I agree with that part of it. And I also think, I don't have the numbers in front of me. I wonder how many of Jalen's interceptions since 22 were when he was targeting AJ. To me, it's a very small amount. Corners have to back off him because they're afraid of him. He boxes people out. He's so strong. And he catches everything. And they get penalties on him. I mean, I think the percentage of good things happening when they throw to AJ is super high. So I think Donovan is onto something. That should change should they become a pass-first team along with it. Let's go to the phone lines. 215-592-9049 for Devin Kane. He's going to join us in studio coming up at 11. And we will have for you coming up in a few minutes, in about 20 minutes, the response from yesterday from Nick Sirianni to the speculation.
Recklessly.
Reckless speculation from one Hugh Douglas that Kevin Petullo was stripped of play calling duties.
Got slapped and was stripped of play calling.
Yeah, you got to see his reaction. Will in the Northeast is up. What's up, Will?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Dream Team, how y'all doing?
Well, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man, listen, all them thoughts that y'all just had in this, you know, even with McNabb, I was thinking the same thing, right? But now Jalen is coming to his own now, man. Like, he showed that he's a team leader, as you saw Sunday, man. And my thing is, yeah, it's time to take the handcuffs off, man. Let this guy loose, man. Because we're going to need him to be loose this next game. And like I keep saying, man, and I'm stressing this, we cannot let Baker Mayfield in the game. We gotta have good game control as far as the time control. And we got to have – and what I want Jalen to do is, you know, get your timing down a little bit better, baby. You know what I mean? Scramble. If you can't see over that line, just – get into a lane where you can see the field, baby, because, listen, these guys do be open. Mm. But what I want to say, man, we got to stop. Like, I believe the organization got to let Jalen be him, man. This is Jalen's season. Saquon had his run. Everybody's keying in on the run. Even with Derrick Henry, everybody's keying in on the run this season.
Yeah, your boy Derrick Henry, Will, is fumbling once a game. What's going on with your guy?
He crashed out.
What is going on? He had a pop-pop moment. He fell down on the sidelines.
He said
it's still early. We ain't going to talk too much about that.
Okay.
We know who the thing is. But listen, I just want to say on some real, man, listen, it's time to have faith in Jalen. But this right here, this is going to be a battle-tested run right here against Tampa Bay, because we got to beat them. And guess what? We're going to have another one coming when we play the Lions. So, yeah, Jalen, cut him loose. Let him do what he's going to do. And, yeah, I do agree with you. I think Jalen took over. He said, listen, man, these are the plays that's supposed to be ran. And guess what? We're going to run them.
Yeah.
And guess what? We're going to win when we run these plays. So now all the plays that they got to run, practice them and execute. That's all we want to do is execute this next game and show the world that we are the team to beat. That's all I've got.
Well, they are. I mean, they are the team to beat. I mean, well, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I mean, look, they are. And until someone knocks them off, they're the team to beat. There is a little bit of a risk towards all you guys that just want to air the ball out on Sunday. It's supposed to be like 100 degrees down there in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
We have 1-3 and out, and Tampa has an 8-minute possession. Our defense is going to be gassed. I mean, there is something to when you run the football, you win time of possession. You keep your defense on the sideline. You keep their defense on the field.
Yeah.
Like when the passing game, when it goes right, it's beautiful, right? Like it's bombs away. It's plays on the field. But when you throw a lot and you're inefficient, you give the ball right back and no time goes off the clock.
Yeah, but I think – And you're right, Joe, not disputing that you're not right, but when you throw the ball like that, it's a threat. It's an imminent threat,
mm-hmm.
especially when you talk about the receivers that we have, is that you know that if something happens, if A.J. or Devontae get behind one of those corners, it could be off to the races. So when you're playing defense, you can't put everybody up in the box to stop Saquon. Because, you know, if you do that, there's a good chance that you're susceptible to a deep ball threat.
Yeah.
You know, so if you know they're not going to throw the ball, you walk that safety up. He's helping in the run game. If you're throwing the ball, if there's a legitimate threat to throw the football, he got to play back. And that opens up the pass game. It's just like, it's chess. It's like pick your poison.
This is going to be the most interesting start of the game in a long time for the Eagles. Because for the last year, it really has been no mystery. They run the ball, right? Like, and then they throw it when they need to, and they ask Jalen to make a few plays. But it's been, since the bye last year, they have had a formula they have not deviated from until they went down 3 scores on Sunday, and they had no choice but to throw. And I think a lot of us, I mean, Hugh most especially, feels like that could be the new way. I just wonder, if you do something for a full year and it works and you win every game, do you just scrap it because of one game?
Well, hold on. Because, like, I understood that it worked last season, but were we not ripping our hair out saying the pass game needs to get better? The pass game needs to get better. And now all of a sudden,
but I wonder
it looks
if they look at it like the way we do.
Well, I think they should, because it looks like things have shifted in the way that they defend us. Like, I mean, the best versions of not just of the offense, but like of Saquon, was when we were also able to throw the ball. Like, the first half of that Cowboys game, we were moving the ball down the field. Saquon looked a little bit better just because they had the respect, us being able to throw the ball. But especially in the second half of the Rams game, like, as soon as we started throwing the ball down the field, things started opening up for Saquon. And I guess I'm looking at this week, and I'm saying, like, we have the opportunity, especially with the way that our defense plays. We get the Bucs off the field and things go as planned on our offense. They're the ones who are going to be gassed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know what you do? It reminds me of that game early in 2023 when the second half, at the end of the game, the Bucs were so tired and we just ran the ball for like 7 minutes. And they didn't even, they gave up. They didn't even call a timeout to try and get back, like, to try and give themselves a chance. Like, they were cooked. And now we have an even better run game, or like we should. So, I mean, at least in terms of this week, but especially moving forward, like, why wouldn't they come out just trying to put their best version of their offense on the field? And then realize that you have Saquon, you have an offensive line that you can fall back on and grind away games with.
All right, suspension lifted. Chris in Middletown up on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, guys, listen, I'm man enough to acknowledge a few things here. One, the giant thing was just
over the
horrendous.
Top.
I deserve to be suspended for that. And kudos to Aaron. That was his best call I've ever heard. To the listening audience, you're welcome. Guys, of course, we need to be a pass-first offense right now. It's very clear that in order to run the ball, we need to be able to pass the ball. So we are a pass-to-run-the-ball offense. The Chiefs set the blueprint in the Super Bowl last year, and everyone else has followed that design so far. We've seen it. They're not going to let Saquon beat them. That's why this offensive strategy is changed, and it changed after halftime last week, and that's why we saw what we saw. They went to the air. They just let them go. Joe, you talked about this last week, and you just mentioned it again, but it bears repeating. They can't keep pounding against a heavy box. You're just not going to
box too heavy, though.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot to expect.
Banging against a heavy box, okay? You just not. Instead, they need to go deep. Over the top, all right? And that's what has to happen here. And, guys, you know, let's be honest here. If anyone thinks that Todd Bowles is going to let Saquon get rolling this week, then you're as clueless as those fat-finger mom's basement-dwelling you people, all right? It's not going to happen. And that said, I got to send a message here. The training wheels are off against the Bucs. So, Petullo, you need to man up, not hide in the corner with your thumb in your mouth. Take the governor off. And you know what? If he doesn't, he may be the one that gets kissed and be the baby. Have a good day, man.
Chris, appreciate it. That was a bounce-back call from Chris. I mean, yesterday was a tough day. Went a little stream of conscience on us and started talking about, you know, things that don't matter. And that's, it happens once in a while. But a bounce back from Chris there. I never thought I'd see the day. I mean, Chris is the biggest Saquon Barkley fan there is, right? And he's saying pass first.
Yeah, I mean, because you see what's happening. It's been a slog the last couple of weeks to run the football because there has been no imminent threat of the passing game. So you have to incorporate the passing game in order to get back to the running
game. So I agree. There is a risk, though. Like, the pass game doesn't always look like it did in the second half on Sunday. Like yesterday, I made the comparison that it feels to me like Jalen sometimes is, he's like that three-point shooter that heats up, right?
Yeah, and when he gotta get hot first.
When he's hot, he's as good of a shooter as there is, you know, to use, go back to the NFL, good of a thrower as there is, good of a thrower in the NFL, right? A quarterback from the pocket. He can do that for stretches, games. He also is cold sometimes, right? So like, let's play this out for a second. Let's say they come out on Sunday and they throw. What if Jalen's cold and we're down then we may never get to run the football. Like we may never get to the run. Andy used to have these games. Andy Reid used to come out throwing sometimes, and it wasn't going great.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Eagles would go down. And then when you're down, you got to throw. And then everyone would scream and call WIP and say, how the hell did Andy throw the ball 55 times and run 15? Well, because when you start with the pass, if you then go down, you have to continue throwing the football. There is a risk to it. Like if we come out throwing and it's hot and Jalen is on point, yeah, they could go up 17-0 and blow the doors off the Bucs. What if Jalen's cold, though? And we get down. Then all of a sudden we are in a game where we're throwing the ball 50 times or 40 times and we've lost. I just don't want to lose the balance. Like, we have something special still with this running game that I'm not ready to give up on fully after three games. It feels like, I don't know, man. We had a great run game last year. I feel like we're forgetting that exists because Jalen got hot for a half.
See, I don't think so. I think that what you're doing, it has to be the threat. You know, when you look at, like, say the game last night, when you talk about the Detroit Lions and the Baltimore Ravens, they threw it enough to make the run game potent, you know, because they ran for, I'm looking at the stats, they ran for like 224 yards.
Oh, their run game
dominated. 202 yards. But there was balance there. They only threw the ball 28 times. But those 28 times they threw the ball, and that's around the wheelhouse that Jalen's normally in. When you talk about throwing the ball, it's just that it's normally at times in the game where it's not at the beginning of the game. You know, we try to set up the run. But the point that I'm making is this. When you have that threat that your perimeter players can make plays, that you bust big runs like they had last night for Detroit. You know, when you talk about some of the runs that they had, 22 carries by Jahmyr Gibbs.
They gassed.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you have to figure out what you want to do. And the Eagles are good enough, man, that they could beat you in the passing game or they could beat you in the running game. And I think that's what has been lost in all of this is that when we played these last two games, there has been such an emphasis on stopping Saquon Barkley that you forgot that you had two perimeter players that could take it to the house. And you need to remind people of that. That's more so what I want to do. So when I say, you know, we need to lean more into the passing game, that's what I'm talking about. Be more aggressive. Let teams know that at the beginning of the game, you're not afraid to throw the football. I think a lot of times what we've seen over the last couple of weeks is that we go in the game and we're playing patty cake. We're trying to see what you're going to do. Well, what's your next move?
I wonder, so how much of that is the play calling? How much of it is Jalen? Like, let's be real. They've called pass plays in the first half, the first two games.
And they
haven't executed. Right. So when I think when we're all kind of saying something similar, we want more aggression early. It's a matter of pass, run, and play calling.
See,
like when they call a pass play in the first quarter, I need Jalen to. Jalen had an urgency to him in the second half because the scoreboard, right? Like, we got to score on this possession. I want him to have that in the first quarter. When they call a pass play in the first quarter on Sunday, first drive, let it rip. He's part of it too because he looked different to me. Not just the play calling. He looked like he was in a different headspace in the second half. Like he wasn't holding it. He wasn't waiting. He was just firing.
Well, I think when we talk about, especially in the first half, when we talk about the pass plays that we like to run, Joe, I think they're more ran to see how you're going to adjust to what we're doing because you want to get a playbook on how they might attack certain formations.
Yeah, I want us to dictate.
That's what I'm talking. Well, we're on the same page when we're talking about that. I want to go into a game and say, you know what? I don't care what formation you come out in. We're going deep on this play. I don't think we do that enough.
No. I agree with that. I don't know the balance between how much is Jalen trying to be careful versus the play calling just being way too vanilla. I don't know. But I know this, that the Eagles, when they're at their best, we've seen it now many times the last year plus. When they're at the best, they can't be stopped. But they often – don't get to their best until we're all like, oh, what is going on here for a few quarters? 215-592-9494. All right, that's the phone number to hop in. We got a lot to discuss today. Later in the show, Kiss the Baby. Of course, you people, Ross Tucker will join us coming up around 12:30. We'll get to an injury that flew under the radar as well. And on the other side, Devin Caney's going to join us in studio. Her take on all of this. We also have to get to her perspective on Conspiracy Douglas's take that Kevin Petullo was not the play caller in the second half Sunday. And we will have for you Nick Sirianni's response to the speculation. I mean, total, complete, reckless speculation by Hugh Douglas
reckless.
That Petullo was slapped across the lips and didn't call plays in the second half. That's next. Your phone calls. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.